A monk walks into a monastery and spends 10 years learning what most of us never discover. We've been operating the most sophisticated instrument in existence without any clue how it works. After a decade of rigorous training in ancient Hindu practices, Dandapani emerged with a startling realization. A mental chaos plaguing modern life isn't a flaw of our minds, but a consequence of never learning to use them. High performers from Novak Djokovic to Will Smith have embraced his teachings, not because they offer another productivity hack, but because they address something far more fundamental, the relationship between you and your own consciousness. Picture your mind as a mansion with countless rooms, one for happiness, another for jealousy, one for creativity, another for anger. A glowing ball of light moves freely through these rooms. That light is your awareness. And here's the revolutionary part. You are not the rooms. You are the light. This distinction changes everything. When you feel angry, you're not an angry person. You're pure awareness temporarily visiting the anger room. When you're happy, you're awareness experiencing the happiness room. Using willpower and concentration, you can direct this light anywhere you choose. Most people believe they are their emotions, trapped wherever their awareness wanders. But understanding this separation reveals something profound. You're a free citizen of your mind, with the right to travel anywhere within it. The question becomes, will you exercise that right, or let your awareness drift aimlessly, controlled by whatever catches its attention? Think of a great film. The director guided your awareness seamlessly, from excitement to tenderness, fear to laughter. You gave permission for that journey. Most of us grant that same permission to everything around us all day long. Where awareness goes, energy flows. This isn't metaphorical. It's the fundamental principle governing your mental and emotional life. Energy nourishes whatever receives your attention, like water in a garden. Direct awareness to happiness consistently, and energy accumulates there, strengthening that neural pathway. Visit the anger room repeatedly, and you're paving a highway that becomes easier to travel each time. Someone quick to rage has built a superhighway to their anger room through years of unconscious repetition. Naturally joyful people have carved deep grooves to uplifting mental regions. When you surrender control of your awareness to external forces, traffic, emails, other people's moods, you're surrendering where your life energy flows and, ultimately, what manifests in your life. On a crowded New York subway, a couple erupts into a shouting match. Watch the other passengers. Some leave frustrated, others amused. Many become emotionally disturbed, their awareness pulled into the same angry mental space. Only the wisest simply observe without becoming entangled. Mastering awareness grants you freedom to choose whether to engage with external stimuli. Without this control, your emotional state becomes a roller coaster dictated by your surroundings, exhausting your nervous system. To control where awareness goes, first bring awareness to attention, making awareness notice itself. Awareness exists in two states: observing something or being absorbed in it. When absorbed, awareness and its object become one. The key is learning to separate awareness from what captivates it, then consciously directing it where you choose. Two forces compete for control of your awareness: you and your environment. Most people surrender to their environment by default, never realizing they have a choice. Ask yourself, were you ever formally taught how to concentrate? Not told to concentrate, actually taught the mechanics of focus. In thousands of talks worldwide, not a single person has answered yes, yet everyone has been told countless times to just focus. We demand concentration from employees, athletes, and children without ever showing them how. Concentration is keeping awareness on one thing until you consciously choose to move it elsewhere. If you speak with someone for 30 minutes with awareness solely on them, that's good concentration. If you deliberately move awareness from task A to B to C, holding it on each intentionally, you're still concentrating. Distraction is awareness controlled by external or internal sources without your approval. You pick up your phone to send a text, but a notification pulls you to email, which leads to a website, then social media. 20 minutes vanish, and you never sent that text. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most people practice distraction 10 to 14 hours daily. After 6 months, they become experts at being distracted. To master concentration, integrate practice throughout your entire day. During conversations, give undivided attention. During work calls, focus completely. Even brushing teeth offers practice opportunities. This yields 6 to 8 hours of daily concentration practice without adding new tasks. Willpower is life's greatest force, the channeling of all energies toward one point. What's revolutionary, willpower can be developed. Like a muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it becomes. Unlike physical energy that depletes, willpower you build never diminishes. It remains with you across lifetimes. 3 methods develop willpower. Finish what you start, finish it beyond expectations, and do slightly more than you think you can. Finishing what you begin creates a powerful pattern in your subconscious. Most conversations drift without conclusion, and this incompletion pattern seeps into every life area. Eventually, you enjoy beginnings while shunning completions, dampening willpower. By contrast, finishing what you start empowers your subconscious with the experience that you can complete endeavors. Small impressions build until a concrete mindset forms. I can create and manifest. Daily non-negotiable events like meals and hygiene offer perfect opportunities. Clean your breakfast dishes immediately, despite the day's demands. These small acts of completion forge an unshakable will. Life is meant to be lived joyously, with genuine fulfillment. On his deathbed, Dandapani's guru declared, "What an amazing life. I would not have traded it for anything in the world." Most people can't say this because they never lived with purpose. Without clarity about purpose, priorities remain unclear, leaving you uncertain what deserves your focus. Death is our greatest motivation for leading a focused life. When time shrinks, clarity emerges. If you had 3 hours to live, you'd instantly know what matters and who deserves your attention. Death drives us to realize our priorities, and priorities drive focus. Once you understand life's finite nature and identify what truly matters, you know precisely where to direct your awareness and energy. These teachings transform lives only when consistently applied. Mastering your awareness stands as the most profound investment you can make, not just in productivity or success, but in the quality of every moment you experience. Your awareness is the brush, your mind is the canvas, and your life is the masterpiece. The question isn't whether you'll paint. You're painting right now. The only question is, will you paint with intention or let the world hold your brush?